啊，你 sticky
的
sticky 的布丁，靠阿嬷发贵，
阿嬷
啊阿嬷发贵算。Hey guys, hello everyone. Hey, okay, I already on Instagram on my phone, Facebook and YouTube. I started early because I scared. I want to start at 9:30 lah, but I scared the cafe close ah. Okay, so I start to ask question now. Okay, I start to answer question now. Okay, on Instagram. Yes, I'm at PS Cafe. 对了，真厉害。Food nice or not? Okay lor. Hey, you see, hey, we talk about the food first ah. What about food nice eh? See what I eat. Key lime pie. Can you see it or not? Key lime pie. This one. Can I feel you ah? Oh yo.
Can you see the comments for Facebook or IG?
Hey, for the Facebook, YouTube people ah.
They comment already.
Oh. Hey, hi. Okay, so I'm gonna answer some questions both from all the platform ah. All the platform. Okay, so let's do some Q&A. They are going to share with you some of the updates. Okay, let's talk about Instagram first. Okay, the first question. CP, Chumbang and Emerald of Katong. We all know that they delayed lah, huh? Both of them try to fight who can launch first. But anyway, both of them, they delayed. So I heard the per square feet is about 2005 lah. I may be wrong. There's also some rumors saying it's about 2005 for both. So as we all know, one is OCR, the other one is City Fringe. But the City Fringe one is not near MRT. The OCR one is very near to MRT. So, 2005 maybe okay lah, not too bad lah. Wow, now I got spotlight on. Okay, not too bad. You can just hold this for so long eh. Okay then. Okay, you have any question you can ask me, and while I start to share with you some of the things to take note lah. Okay, for those people who just bought resale property, this is something to learn. We all know that. Hey, before I continue, you all can hear me or not? Because I talk very soft here. I scared people shout at me. Say, hey, Xiao Kia, why you do this in the cafe? You all can hear me. You all can hear me, just type something. If you cannot hear, you let me know. Oh, my hair very nice. Of course lah. Hair long, then must style. Okay, can hear, okay. Okay, so anyway. Okay, I know many of you are waiting for a new launch, and we all know that like your favorite Chumbak lah, your favorite EOK is not going to launch so soon. I have zero news of what when they will launch. Okay, so but for those people who have recently bought a resale property, just to let you know, since we all know that rates is coming down, interest rates is coming down, and most of the people who buy resale properties, you thought that you need to have a loan before you exercise the option. Actually, do you know that you can take a loan after you exercise the option? So it's very different from when it's not like you are buying a flat. So for private, you can exercise the option first, then you can take a loan later. So this is the strategy that I'm using for all my people now, is because rates is coming down. So since you can take a loan later, then we can buy some time because rates is coming down. So if you can take loan later, hopefully the bank's rates is better than now. I think now it's about 2.4-2.5%. If I'm not wrong, it's around there. And who knows, maybe 1 month later become 2.3-2.4, I don't know, maybe. So what you can do is, the latest to take loan, just remember, the latest to take loan for resale property. So everyone, don't mix up with new launch and resale purchase. So for resale property, if you buy recently, so the latest to take loan, as per my lawyer friend advice, is 7 weeks before completion. So everyone type 7 weeks. 7 weeks before completion is the day that your bank contract must be ready. So since 7 weeks earlier is you need to have the loan. So you do it 8 week. So you do 1 week before. Anyway, loan approval will only very fast one. 1-2 days done already. Okay, so that's for resale. So the tip here is, if you want to get the best rates, best interest rate for your resale property, you can drag. So you, after your OTP, you can go ahead to access. Just make sure you have an AIP from the bank ready. Just make sure your IPA or AIP is approved by the bank so that you know that how the bank will loan you how much lah. Then since you already get it approved, after you buy, you can exercise your option first, then later then you take loan. So that's the strategy now. But the max you can drag is 7 weeks before lah. So for people who already took in are like lock in 2.8%, okay lor, because you must get it before completion, because the law firm lah, CPF, they need time to settle your loan thingy lah. Aiyah, hey, you all get better than me lah. My 1.3%, yeah. I never complain eh. Aiyah, but these are for people who just bought. Then you can drag a bit. Hey, come on, let me show you. You see, PS Cafe so nice. See, the backdrop so nice. And my wife is holding on to the flashlight so that I look better. Okay, so y'all can hear everything 很好. Okay, so any other question? So the first tip is to drag lah, huh? For people who just bought resale lah. For new launch, there's no... The new launch is floating rates, ma, so it don't really matter much. So when you buy a new launch, like for those people who bought normal grand, then just straight away take loan lah, and your loan don't start, ma. Nama Growth can buy. Nama. Sorry, I don't know how to pronounce. I call it Nama Growth. Everything can buy lah, just buy lah. If you haven't watched my review, then go and buy lor. If you have that kind of guts, you can try. But I will do Nama Growth review soon. Yeah. For sub sale, how? Okay. As long as if you buy a resale sub sale, okay. Sub sale depends what project lah. Because if you are buying a sub sale which is near to TOP stage, that one can drag also, so that you can get a good fixed rate for your sub sale. So okay, I have a question on where? Today YouTube, Facebook very quiet. Now Instagram more people. Okay, sub sale, what's the rate I should take now? I think it's about 2.5-2.6%. Okay, can I ask for landed rebuild, is tender or D&B better? I'm not very good in short form. Okay, usually, okay, my lender that I built, I went for tender. So I try to get the best construction, the building rates. So I do by tender. Okay, what's my top 3 new launch? Okay, everyone, if you have watched my video, Norwood Grand is one of my top 3 lah. So I'm waiting for my next top 2 new launch to launch. So hopefully the other 2 new launch is good, so that they will be my top 3. Because the joke here is, if my top 2 new launch, the price is bad, Norwood Grand will be my number 1 for this year already. So let's see how it goes. So as I say, for those people who already know my top 3, I already said I like this top 3 due to the location, but still down to the price. So it's always about price. And I don't know the price yet, so I can't tell you whether will I still have my top 3. But Norwood Grand is one of my top in my video before they launch, and they sell very well, 83%, so I'm very happy for them. I'm happy for the buyers, happy for... So you see, buying a new launch, a good new launch, is a happy business for everyone. Developer happy, buyers happy, people who do loans happy, bankers happy, everyone happy. We don't want to buy shitty projects whereby developer sell happy, or if developer can't sell, then they become sad. Or buyers who buy who lose money are become sad. We don't want this to happen. okay, same question. Like example, like Emerald and Katong versus Trump Park, which one more what? I really say I don't know the price yet, so I really can't tell you like which is better and which one is not. It's still come down to price lah, huh? Okay, so IG, I have this question. Tampines North. Okay, Tampines North is
on the spotlight
for here. Okay. Okay, Tampines North has delayed to next year, so it's not this year lah. Where can I get? Okay, for I have a budget, 2-bed, 2-bath near MRT, 1.2 million budget. I have a lot. A lot of good condos near MRT, two-way two-bath is about 1.1 million only. If you know how to find, then you get 1.1. But the good news to you, you have enough for your two-way two-bath budget OCR. Okay, I answer IG first. If is freehold landed in Sembawang Springs Estate worth buying? And if the unit number contains a 4, okay, good question. Okay, try not to buy anything with 4 lah. 4 lah, 14 lah, 24 lah. Don't want lah, don't buy lah. Because you must understand the profile of people buying landed. They are usually business owners. And business owners, they are very pangtang one lah, superstitious. They don't like the 4 mah. So try to avoid buying those ending 4 lah. Oh. And for landed properties, try to buy nearer to town. Is also based on location. You don't buy too far. You don't buy like District 39 or 45. You buy nearer one. So that's for landed. Okay, then now let's see what I can... Okay, let's give some love to... What is this? Do we sell 5-year ECR for MOP and switch to land new launch? Okay, for people who have EC... Okay, for people who have EC... there's two ways you can do. It's either you sell your EC and buy two condos, maybe one resale, so that you can move in immediately. Then the second property can be brand new or resale lah. So, one fun fact. New launch is not the only way to make money. You must understand, good resale properties make more than new launch at some times lah. So don't need to always go and buy what sell EC, then go and rent, then go and buy new launch, then you need to rent for 3 years. Then one bo liao, just buy resale lah. Then I know some of the city agents, they will always tell you to go and rent, go and sell, then rent, be homeless, go and rent, then go and buy new launch. Don't need lah, just buy a good resale in a good area with MRT. Then the second property you want to buy new lah, resale up to you lah. Why must always be new launch? Any good resale at Pasir Ris? Good lah, there's only two good condos in Pasir Ris eh. Fourth Avenue, 2 bed 2 bath can consider. Walao eh, don't buy shitty projects eh. You see, these people always ask me shitty project. Do you think Antares resale beside Mata is a good buy? It's a shitty buy lah, just don't. It's a shit property, don't buy. Hey, come, still got what? What do you think of... What do you think of 3 bathers at 1.1 to 1.2 million budget? You think here JB? No more already, price out already. I mean, this person asked whether got 1.1 million to 1.2 million budget for 3 bathers. 没有了啦, this is like last year price eh. Last year still got 1.2, now minimum 1.3 plus. J-scape, shitty or what? J-scape is okay, J-scape not too bad. Any good reason is Redhill not my favorite area because there are too many condos. So a bit over lah, too many already. Still got what, let's give some love to... Oh wait, the most important thing I never share. Okay, everyone, another announcement . For those people who want to learn about how to prepare to buy your next condo we left like 2 months in this year. So if you really want to buy like good condos in like 2025, preparing for 2025, or you want to prepare now, I'm going to call it the last call. I have a webinar tomorrow. I will put the link here, bit.ly/savvyrich3. In tomorrow's webinar, I'll be sharing in the 1.5 hours like what I will be teaching in the 2 days program. And my 2 days program is on 9 and 10 November. So I repeat, my 2 days program, which is the last one for the year, is 9 to 10 November. So tomorrow webinar is talking about what I'm going to teach there. And this is the last class for the year. And for those people who wish to buy like these 2 months before the year ends, or the first quarter of 2025, you better come these 2 days, because my next program is next year March so the first quarter so if you miss out this one, you will need to wait for you need to wait for 4 months before the next class.
You want to tell them tomorrow for special discount?
And the good news, I'm going to give special discount for tomorrow. Tomorrow that I tell you the special discount. Why give you so many good things? You buy property, you what one time a few hundred K already. Okay, so 9 to 10 November is my 2 days program. TV
9-8-6-6-8.
6-8-6. You want to eat or not? Key lime pie.
The link will expire.
Hey, the link going to expire. You go register. Yes, I'm at Raffles City PS Cafe. You see this one, you know. PS Cafe. PS Cafe so hot. And they, hey, these are real. I just realized. These are real. Walao. How much to maintain, man? Passion, like what I do now, passion, eat my key lime pie together with you. Okay, and as a lot of people ask me about one beta. Hello, my friend. This is a Hua Kui channel, not a Ah Hai channel. So please don't buy one beta. And if you have budget to buy one beta in CC, is that CCR? Oh, no, that's not CCR, that's TT Fringe. You have enough money to buy 3 beta OCR. Treasure can buy or not, it depends on the size, it depends on the type, the facing. So different type facing, all these different price. So you need to do your own research. Or if not, come for the program, I will teach you how to value all types of property. No, I'm not teaching you lender. I'm teaching only like condos, like what are the condos, how to value the property. Because if you know how to value correctly, if you buy lower, it means that you make money immediately, called undervalue. If you buy higher, means you are high. So you'll be learning all these skill sets in the 2 days program. Okay, so got people ask me like 3-bed, 2-bath, compact, is it okay to buy? That's fine. As long as it's a good 3-bedder, that's fine. Got people ask me reflections can buy or not. I think reflections I say many times. Try not to touch lah, huh? Okay, got the next question. Most worth improvement to pump into for ENA that will be valued by potential owners. Wow, what is this? Very cheap, man. What most worth improvement to pump into for ENA? Okay, for landed property, if you spend money to building renovation, you are like printing your own money. Because with every single dollar you put in, it will increase the value by maybe 20% more, 30% more. So if you put in like 1 million, you increase the value to maybe 1.4-1.5 million. Something like that, So how to find what resale condo? So in the 2 days program, I'll be teaching why some condos are hot, why some condos like shit, why some demand is high. Then you learn that. So that you can shortlist those condos that has high demand, not only high demand with capital appreciation, which from data you can check one ma. So these are the things that you can do for yourself lah. So buying property very fun one lah. It's very easy to make money if you have my knowledge. But many of you here, I can't blame you because you are not in this industry. Hey, come on, even for those people who are in this industry, they also buy shitty property. So the 2 days program really can help you understand what is considered good, what is considered bad, whatever money you put in, like new launch, you can make like 20%. Per annum minimally lah. So these are skill sets lah. When is my next program? 9 to 10 November. So that's the last class for this year. So go and register tomorrow. I'll put the link somewhere here, you can go and click. Penrose going to TOP soon. I heard they should get keys like this month. I heard they delay, so maybe November. So for people, this is some of the strategies for people who want to buy sub-sale condos. Try to buy before they TOP lah. Because once they TOP where you can start, price is higher lor. So the strategy is to buy before they are ready. How can I stay in shape like Janet even after eating so much good food every day? I don't know that one is her gift I don't know baby. I don't know just eat lah. Life is short, just eat lah. Janet is 天生丽. Wow, 不会读 帮我读. 天生丽什么? 什么意思? Sorry, my Chinese not good. Thought you at home, eh? Home garden.
Wow.
My home should be nicer than this one. Hope so, hope so. Okay, so with Norwood Grand doing well, will Lentor benefit? Okay. Lentor has his own demand. Woodlands got its own demand. It depends highly which condo you buy in Lentor. Because there are shitty condos that I don't like. So if you buy the right one, it's fine. You buy the shit one, you are gone. Okay, do people still value units with yard or storage? Actually, main important thing, people like yard is a bonus now. Actually, most of people, they need storeroom, which is storage. But again, for those people who have they don't have enough budget to buy 3-bed with storage, then they get a 3-bed, 2-bath, or the one with no storeroom. Hey, there are some projects that comes with the middle 3-bed. It's called the 3-bed, 2-bath plus storeroom. I think this is a perfect type of condo because it's lower in price, plus you have the storage, which is important for a lot of upgraders, because all the HDB upgraders, you are so pampered because you have a storeroom in your HDB unit. Bangkok is okay. Bangkok is a good area, but again, you must buy the right one because Bangkok, as usual, there are only one or two good ones, so just buy the one or two good ones. What am I eating? I'm eating key lime pie, and this is the amor huat kuih. This is called amor huat kuih, called sticky dip pudding. But I tell you, I am addicted to this one. This one, yeah. This green one, initially I eat, I feel like Suan, lime. But the more I eat, wow, addictive. Eric quite handsome today. See me side, handsome every day. Anyway, 2-bedroom with or without balcony better. People who buy condo mainly because they want to enjoy the lifestyle. Then usually if you buy, these are the feedbacks I heard before. They say if you buy a condo without balcony, you as well stay in a HDB flat. Yeah, that's what I hear from them. So you don't need very big balcony, but at least something that you can walk out for fresh air. Aiyah, 还有什么啊? Can you host a breakfast session at Hello Arigato, meet and greet? Walao eh, good idea leh. Yeah. Hey, if you know the boss, say ask him to do some collaboration, then maybe okay lah. But then very small eh. Then if the what?
Bring bonbon.
That one can bring bonbon. But if the temperature is hot it's damn hot leh. Bonbon. Talk to you, I'm not very bad.
It's
how many months before MOP then come and find you? I got people find me two years in advance. I got even one Xiao Kia register for 1-to-1 5 years before MOP. It's like Xiao, why so long? Okay, so what now? I tell people 2 years. You find me 2 years before. Meet and greet bonbon. Don't need to meet and greet. Now, like, 每个人都要出国了. Hey, I'm going to end in 3 minutes. One thing is because I scared my battery, like, 几头没有掉, or they chase me out of the cafe. Okay, so, Hello Essence Springleaf can buy. Smiler. Hey, please stay away from what Springleaf lah. You want to, why you want to stay in places where the bird don't lay egg one? Ayo, centuries, but not so convenient. Wow, this person got money one eh. Got money for 2.4 million budget for 4 beta sentries. Aya, Boon Lay got nothing, only got sentries. So if you say you die, why? If you say you want to die, you want to buy near Boon Lay, then that's the only condo. But if you want to go to City Fringe, 2.4 million can buy a 3-bed 3-bath. City Fringe with MRT. So is it still worth buying the Continuum? Aya, I don't like no MRT. Yeah, it's free hold. If you hold for 70 years, you sure make money. What's the best condo in Orchard? Don't know lah. Orchard lah. People who can buy Orchard property, they shouldn't be here. Whatever lah. Just buy lah. Okay, then Florence, again, Florence no MRT. Hey guys, can you're allergic to MRT Just buy with MRT You all hate MRT so much, man. Do you think there's pent-up demand for certain condos? Do you foresee the name as Norwood Grand? Foresee the name? Actually, Serangoon condos, not many selection. That's why many of the people here, you may be interested in Trump Park. Yeah, so that is a good alternative to the Serangoon condos. Oh. 100 pumps can buy, 100 pumps will only MOP in December 18. So anyone who buys before December 18, which is before their MOP period, they need to fulfill HDB rulings. Huh? So whether can buy or not, you wait until you see how much they sell. Lor. But anyway, again, that one got upcoming MRT, 100 pumps, but the MRT not so soon. Eh. Then swala, you rather go and buy something that you can enjoy the MRT with a better